I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, June 22nd. Quincy Police Chief Paul Keenan officially retires today. Keenan will attend his last roll call at 8 o'clock this morning and then take the traditional last walk out of the police station. Cheered by his fellow officers, family, and friends, Keenan is retiring after a 40-year career with the Quincy Police Department, the past 15 of those as chief. He reached the mandatory retirement age of 65 recently. Tomorrow, Quincy Police Lieutenant Mark Kennedy will be sworn in as the new chief during a 9 a.m. ceremony in the Great Hall at Quincy City Hall. Kennedy has been with the Quincy Police since 1998 and also has a private law practice. Quincy Public Schools have posted a message of thanks to Chief Keenan on their websites. The executive director of Dove Domestic Violence Ended in Quincy is stepping down. Sue Chandler has announced that she's leaving Dove at the end of the month after leading that agency for the past 13 years. Chandler said she's leaving with mixed emotions, but said she's leaving the agency in a strong financial position with full board commitment and a successful staff. Chandler said during her tenure, Dove has tripled their staff and expanded their programs and services for domestic violence victims. Chandler also pointed to expanded programs for high school students, non-English speaking people, and the LGBTQ community. Dr. John Lloyd will serve as the interim director of Dove. Chandler says that she'll continue to be available behind the scenes for a number of months to ensure a smooth transition. A former candidate for governor of Massachusetts will be the next president of Curry College in Milton. Jay Gonzalez has been appointed to succeed Ken Quigley, who is retiring after a 27-year career at the school. Gonzalez was the Democratic nominee for governor in 2018 and served as the Secretary for Administration and Finance for Governor Deval Patrick. Gonzalez becomes the first Hispanic leader of Curry College and was selected unanimously by the Board of Trustees. Gonzalez is a partner at the law firm of Hinckley Allen. He's a graduate of Dartmouth College and Georgetown University. He was a former president of Celtic Health Plan of Massachusetts and New Hampshire Healthy Families. Gonzalez was an adjunct lecturer at Northeastern University School of Law. He begins his tenure on July 31st. One school bus driver is receiving treatment at a hospital after her vehicle collided with another school bus. This happened on Route 3 South, right near the exits for Route 18 in Weymouth yesterday. Jackie Goddard, a spokesperson for the State Department of Transportation, says that just before 3 o'clock yesterday that the left lane of Route 3 South had shut down near mile marker 38 due to the crash. Spokesperson for the state police said that two Dennis Yarmouth public school buses were involved in the crash, which was reported to be minor in nature. Video showed the front end of one bus was in contact with the rear of another school bus. A third Dennis Yarmouth school bus was pulled over a short distance ahead of those buses that had collided, with children getting off the two buses and onto the third bus. State police confirmed there were students on board the buses, but did not have a number or age range for those children. At least three ambulances were at the crash scene. The state police said emergency medical services personnel were requested for reports of very minor and precautionary injuries. One of the bus drivers, a 59-year-old Dennisport woman, requested to be taken to a hospital. The driver of the other bus, a 61-year-old East Dennis man, was not hurt. Video showed that the left travel lane and middle travel lane near the crash scene were closed for a while. Traffic was getting by in the right travel lane as well as the lane to exit to Route 18. Shortly before 4 o'clock yesterday, all Route 3 southbound lanes had been reopened. Two men were struck with pellets from a pellet gun in Quincy Tuesday night. Police say a 49-year-old man was shot with pellets on Franklin Street at about 9:40 p.m. Tuesday. Another 49-year-old man was shot a short time later nearby at Quarry and Garfield Streets. In both cases, the men say they were shot by a man driving a white Honda Accord with Florida license plates. Suspect was described as a black male wearing a black ski mask and all-black clothing. In one case, the suspect got out of the vehicle and chased the victim. Both victims suffered facial injuries and were treated at the scene, but were not hospitalized. Police are checking video surveillance as part of their investigation. Police arrested a man they say broke into several cars in a Cohasset parking lot Tuesday night. 21-year-old Jack William Cifrino from Plymouth is charged with three counts of breaking and entering into a vehicle and three counts of larceny under $1,200. Officers responding to a town parking lot at about 8:30 Tuesday night for a report of a car break-in were met by a witness who said Cifrino was entering parked cars and stealing items that were left inside. A brief interview with witnesses and allegedly stolen items found on Cifrino. He was arrested and held overnight. Cifrino was arraigned yesterday in Quincy District Court. A Dorchester man was convicted of murdering a New Jersey woman and leaving her body near a set of MBTA train tracks in 2015. 51-year-old Fernando Owens was found guilty of first-degree murder and aggravated kidnapping. A jury deliberated for 10 hours following a 7-day trial. Bridgewater police got a 911 call on the night of November 3, 2015, regarding a report of a fire near train tracks. Police found that the body of 29-year-old Ashley Bortner was on fire. More than 70% of her body had been burned. She had been gagged, and a towel had been wrapped around her face. Her hands and feet were bound behind her. State police determined that Owens knew Bortner and believed she somehow played a role in the Suffolk County murder of Owens' son. Owens' 21-year-old son, Dominic, was shot and killed in what appeared to be a targeted killing earlier that day. As family gathered at the scene of the crime, Owens was seen visibly agitated and making calls on a cell phone. Owens and Bortner spoke 13 times on the phone that day. An electrical cord and a cotton towel were seized from Owens' home, the items that linked him to the murder. This year's Porch Fest Quincy events, featuring more than 100 bands performing on porches and in yards in three of Quincy's neighborhoods, is coming up this Saturday. The 6th annual celebration takes place from 3 to 9 p.m. in Wollaston Hill, Squantum, and Marymount, rain or shine. The schedule for Porch Fest Quincy, including the complete list of performers and locations, is on their website, porchfestquincy.org. As of June 6th, 104 bands and other musical acts had signed up to participate in this year's Porch Fest, and between 50 and 60 residents of those three neighborhoods and volunteered their porch or yard as a location, according to Ward 3 Councilor Ian Kane, who co-founded the event in 2016. Those attending this year's Porch Fest will have the ability to purchase food and beverages from local vendors. Black's Creek Barbecue and Kay's Cans will be setting up shop at Perkins Playground in Marymount. Break Rock Brewing will be setting up shop on Bayside Road in Squantum. Board of License Commissioners approved a special use permit and one-day beer and wine license for the event during its meeting on June 6th. A check of business news this morning. Stocks retreated. The Dow fell 102 points. The Nasdaq lost 165, and the S&P dropped 23. Asian stocks were mixed following a retreat on Wall Street after the Fed made comments that indicated inflation is still not under control. The dollar is higher. The euro is flat. Oil at $72 a barrel. Sports. The Red Sox winning streak comes to an end in Minnesota last night as the Twins beat them 5-4 in 10 innings. They'll wrap up that series at 1:10 this afternoon. Forecast from the National Weather Service today, increasing clouds with some afternoon showers at a high of 72. For tonight, cloudy and a low of 52. Scattered thunderstorms tomorrow, warm and humid, high of 80. Same thing on Saturday and Sunday. Chance for thunderstorms, warm and humid with highs in the low 80s. For the boater, waves about a foot, a light easterly wind, and a high tide 3:21 p.m. Sunrise 5:07, set at 8:23. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, June 22nd.